Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something pretty significant happening in real estate. Our mission for you, the listener, is simple. Get you up to speed quickly and thoroughly on a key point of friction that's, well, it's reshaping how deals get done right now. We're looking very closely at sources detailing the immediate aftermath of these, let's call them settlement changes.
Yeah.
And specifically how these new rules are clashing with the, you know, the standard buyer-broker agreements people sign. It's a big structural shift, and, well, the market's reacting. Okay, let's unpack this.
Right. And what jumps out immediately from, well, from everything we're seeing is the reaction itself. Plainly put, home buyers seek clarity. This isn't just background noise or mild confusion. It's an active search, almost a demand for certainty. And that's really the heart of the market stress we're seeing. When you see buyers actively demanding clarity like this, it usually points to a breakdown somewhere in how things were normally communicated. So our job today isn't really about digging into the legal jargon of the settlement itself, not the fine print. Instead, we need to get a handle on why there's confusion. You know, what's the mechanism here? Why did these settlement changes cause such a specific problem with buyer-broker agreements? We need to connect those dots.
Exactly. It's kind of a paradox, isn't it? These agreements are supposed to provide clarity, certainty, but these new rules seem to have injected a whole lot of uncertainty right back into those documents. So let's dive into that core challenge. Why did this structural adjustment make these contracts feel so unstable so quickly?
Well, if you look at the bigger picture, major shifts like this, they tend to go one of two ways. Either they simplify things or they shift complexity around, maybe move responsibility from one party to another. And what's fascinating here, I think, is that these changes seem to have done the latter. They've shifted something, and it's thrown that existing framework, the agreements, into, well, immediate doubt. Think about what a standard buyer-broker agreement usually does, or it did before this change. Its main job was maybe threefold. It set the time frame for the relationship, spelled out the agent's duties to the buyer, the fiduciary stuff, and crucially, the compensation, how the agent gets paid. And that compensation part, often it was kind of understood, an implicit part of the system, you know, baked into the wider industry norms.
And that sounds like the critical point, right? The sources really seem to suggest the settlement changes hit that compensation element hard. It sounds like it moved the conversation from this sort of assumed background norm to something very explicit, something that has to be discussed and put in the contract front and center.
Precisely. Yeah. When a rule change forces you to spell out or maybe even renegotiate payment terms that were just sort of assumed before, well, then every single existing agreement, and obviously all the new ones going forward, they have to be looked at again, completely reevaluated.
So signing the agreement shifts from being just, you know, another piece of paperwork mm-hmm. to becoming a real, potentially tough financial negotiation. Hmm. Right there at the start.
That's it. That's the key insight, I think. The instability isn't just about what changed in the rules. It's about this shift, this demand for transparency. Homebuyers are suddenly faced with this reality where the contract details about payment, how long the agreement lasts, even maybe what services are included, these things aren't in the background anymore. They're right there up
right.
front. And naturally, if the terms are shifting, those older agreements might suddenly look, well, not quite right, or maybe even legally shaky.
Which leads us right back to what you said at the start.
Yep. The result is homebuyers seek clarity. They're not just asking, what are the new rules? They're asking, how do these new rules affect this specific contract you want me to sign? You know, the contract defining the most important relationship they have in this whole huge transaction.
It's like, it's the difference between asking, you know, generally, what does a car cost? Versus sitting down with a salesperson
right.
and having them force you to go line by line through every single fee, warranty detail, commission percentage. The first way feels comfortable,
yeah.
normal. The second way, for most people, is kind of overwhelming, maybe even stressful.
Mm-hmm. Creates anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that immediate anxiety, that probably explains why so many buyers are pushing back, asking for reassurance,
mm-hmm.
demanding it, like you said.
It does. Okay, so let's pivot slightly. We've talked about the settlement changes. Now let's focus on the thing being affected.
Okay.
The buyer-broker agreements themselves.
Right, because you hear people say, well, why can't the industry just explain it better? But it sounds like part of the problem is just how many different versions of these contracts are already out there.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge factor. The agreements themselves, they vary state by state, even broker by broker sometimes. So the confusion just gets amplified because you have these broad, maybe federal level of changes hitting all these different existing contracts. And they could be impacting anything from, you know, how long the contract lasts, to exclusivity clauses, all now tangled up with this newly explicit conversation about who pays what.
So the agreements become the focal point, because that's the document the buyer actually signs. That's their personal liability, their obligation.
Exactly. Which raises a really important question, I think. If clarity is what everyone's seeking, what specific parts of contractual trust have been damaged here? What's been eroded?
Well, based on what we're discussing, the tension seems to be around maybe two main things.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibility and cost. If the settlement changed the rules about who pays who or how they get paid, then the definition of the agent's duty within that agreement might feel fuzzy, ambiguous. Is the agent working just to find me a house? Or are they also navigating this new payment structure, maybe in a way that benefits them? Mm-hmm. For the buyer, that line between loyalty and financial obligation could get blurry.
That's a really sharp way to put it. And we see the sources confirming exactly that. Homebuyers seek clarity on buyer broker agreements after settlement changes. This search for understanding is so critical because it signals, fundamentally, a lack of confidence in the system as it stands. If you, as a homebuyer, don't clearly understand your financial obligation, are you paying directly? Is it through some new channel? How much? You just can't confidently sign that document.
And that lack of confidence must have knock-on effects.
Oh, definitely. It creates this dangerous feedback loop. Unclarity,
right.
It leads to hesitation. Delays in signing agreements mean delayed transactions. Fewer transactions mean less market liquidity. Lower liquidity makes everyone, buyers and agents, even more anxious. This goes back to the huge implications you mentioned at the start. It's not just a paperwork headache. It's potentially a market efficiency problem, a big one.
The analogy I keep thinking of is like, imagine changing the rules of soccer. You suddenly say players can use their hands.
Okay.
But only sometimes. And only if they sign a special waiver beforehand that defines exactly when they can use their hands.
Right. I see where you're going.
The rule change itself sounds simple. You can use your hands now, sometimes. But figuring out all the exceptions, updating every team of playbook, which is like the agreement here that becomes the real nightmare.
Mm-hmm. The complexity isn't the rule. It's the application.
Exactly. The effort needed to understand the when and how completely outweighs understanding the basic change. So for you listening, let's just quickly recap the journey we took through the sources. We started with the catalyst, these big settlement changes. That catalyst then created a very specific point of pain around contracts, the confusion over buyer-broker agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And the result, the action that's driving headlines and market behavior right now, is that active demand. Home buyers seek clarity.
And that demand, that search for clarity, it's really the market trying to figure out a new way of doing things, a new standard operating procedure, but it's happening in real time, out in the open. The old way, you know, the implicit understandings, the assumed norms about things like compensation that seems to be gone, it's being replaced by a system that demands everything be explicit, transparent, written down, signed off on. And the struggle we're seeing is just that transition playing out.
They must put immense pressure on agents, too.
Absolutely. Think about it. Agents now have to be expert explainers of these pretty complex contractual changes. They risk, you know, losing business or work, maybe even lawsuits if they get it wrong or miscommunicate these new realities. And that probably adds to the buyer's uncertainty too, right? If the expert advisor seems confused or unsure, who does the buyer turn to?
Yeah, that highlights why just the simple act of seeking clarity is so significant. It shows the industry doesn't just need new contract templates. It needs entirely new ways to explain those contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, consistently, maybe even nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, just the legal ambiguity itself could really slow things down, could grind the market to a halt, potentially.
It could. The sources, by focusing on this act of search, this demand for clarity, they're telling us something important. They're suggesting the market's reaction, the confusion, the anxiety might be disproportionate to whatever the original goal of the settlement changes was. Maybe the goal was efficiency or fairness or something else.
But the immediate result is complexity.
Yeah.
And delay.
Indeed. It looks like a classic information problem, doesn't it? Information asymmetry. The industry insiders, they probably understand the broad strokes, the intent behind the changes. But the individual home buyer, they're stuck dealing with the specific, confusing application of those changes in the contract sitting in front of them. So the whole system is kind of holding its breath, waiting for clear, reliable, standardized language to emerge from this fog, state by state, most likely.
So what does this all mean? Well, it means you're now essentially armed with the background you need to follow this story as it develops. When you see news about real estate commissions or buyer agreements or market slowdowns, you'll know where the real pressure point is. It's this tension, trying to make these sweeping new industry rules work with the very specific, very personal, legally binding document that you, the individual buyer, have to sign. That's where the future of these contracts is being hammered out right now.
That harmonization, that's exactly the key takeaway. It's about integrating this new structural information, the demand for clarity in contracts, into established relationships, like the one between an agent and a buyer. That integration process is what's driving the market's need for better information, clearer communication. We're essentially watching a shift where every line in that agreement, stuff that used to be boilerplate, is now under the microscope.
Intense scrutiny.
Yeah. And this brings us to a final thought, something for you to consider, a conceptual question, really. If the core problem right now is this uncertainty around buyer-broker agreements, which single element within those agreements do you think needs to be clarified or standardized first to really restore buyer confidence and get the market moving smoothly again? Is it the duration clause, how long you're tied to the agent? Is it the fiduciary duty part, exactly what they owe you? Or is it the compensation piece, how and how much they get paid? Think about it not just in terms of what's easiest to fix, but which element is most fundamental to building trust back in such a major financial decision.
That's a great question to chew on. And keep an eye on how quickly that clarity actually arrives. That speed will tell us a lot about the industry's ability to adapt. Thanks for diving with us today. We'll see you next time.